Okay, thank you for the introduction, and it's also a pleasure to me to be here sharing the experience we have in Ethiopia to you at this moment. The topic I'm going to discuss.
Speak up, and you can either hold the microphone or shift it up, but keep having a hard time.
Okay, that's better. The topic I'm going to discuss here is gender and fertility-related decision in the perspective of Ethiopian families. And this study was conducted by me and my colleague Martha Wood. going to the background, Ethiopia is located at the Horn of Africa. It has a population of 77 million, with total fertility rate of 54 and contraceptive prevalency rate of 13.9, nearly 14%. The population growth rate is 2.8% per year. And if the population growth rate is constant for the coming years, the expected doubling time for the population is 28 years. If I say a few words about Plan International and Plan Ethiopia, it's a private non-profit-making child-centered organization. When I'm saying child-centered, every sense, every time, every energy we are investing is towards the benefit of children. And plan always go to the community with long-term commitment for integrated development endeavors. And it also facilitates cross-border partnership between 17 developed countries and 49 underdeveloped countries to realize the objectives of programs. In plan, we believe that the power distribution within the family contributes or brings impact to the population growth rate. And this population growth rate has also an effect on the balance between family size and household income at household level. And the population growth rate and socioeconomic development at national level. So the purpose of this study is to assess the power dynamics between husbands and wives in the process of making decisions of fertility, specifically to family planning related issues, and to suggest recommendations on how to use the finding of this study to improve the quality of programs. The methods used, the study is cross-sectional, and it is conducted in three out of four program regions of Plan Ethiopia. Ethiopia has 10 regions, and out of these 10 regions, Plan Ethiopia operates in four, and this study covers three out of those four program regions. The source population is 726,000, and the study population is 1,040 men and ever married women within reproductive age group. The data types we analyzed are qualitative and quantitative, as you have seen from the photo, the house-to-house survey and focus group discussion. And the instruments were structured and unstructured questions. Coming to the result, the majority of the respondents from all regions, the north, central, and southern region of the country, they support the family planning service. On the other hand, when we assess the knowledge, the self-reflection, the self-assessment of the participant about their knowledge, about knowledge on fertility and family planning, which enables them to decide on different fertility issues. Only around half of the respondents reported that they do not have enough information and they don't feel comfort and confidence to decide on fertility-related issues. With the question of to have more child within the family, all regions, respondents from all regions responded that both the husband and the wife should be the one to decide to have more child in the family. And when the second one is from the northern and central part, wives are the one to decide to have more children, while the southern part of the country, the respondents reported that husband should be the one to decide to have more child in the family. The space, birth space, again from all regions, the couples, the husband and the wife are the one to decide. That's and the husbands are the one to decide on the birth space in all regions. Whenever there is disagreement between the husband and the wife in the family, whether to use the family planning methods or not, the respondent from the north and central part of the country, female respondents reported that the wife should be the one to give the final decision. And male respondent reported that the husband should give the final decision in the family. But when we come to the southern part of the country, both female and male respondents agreed that the husband should be the one to give the final decision about the family planning matters. The other issue we assessed was the major social structures influencing the fertility and family planning related services, and partner and family structures are the most influencing, important social structures influencing the family planning methods, use of family planning methods. And in the northern part of the country, churches and religious leaders are came to the third place to influence the family planning and fertility related services. And friends come to the third for the central and southern part of the country. To conclude, we have seen that majority of the respondents are positive for family planning services. This is an opportunity for programs. However, self-perception, confidence to use family planning is around 50%. Therefore, here we have the program should give emphasis to knowledge transfer, confidence building, and empowerment activities to the community. Though the majority of the participants believe that both husband and wife are equally deciding on issues related to fertility, a high proportion of respondents in the southern part of the country is still believing that men should take the lead to decide. Anyway, the involvement of men and women into the fertility and family planning program becomes very important. So programs should include or should think of involving both men and women, not only women, in the family planning related activities. Parents, families, family members and friends, and churches and religious leaders in the northern part of the country are found to be very important to influence important social structure to influence the decisions related to fertility and family planning. Therefore, working through these social structures, strengthening, empowering, and working through this social structure is mandatory for programs to get the expected result from the programs. I think that's all. Thank you.
We've got a few minutes for questions. If anybody would like to ask Dr. Bellu any questions. I'd like to ask the quick one. Looking at, it was result five, where you have the influences of partners and community and churches, given the high fertility in Ethiopia and the relatively low contraceptive use, initially I was assuming the influences were all positive, supporting the use of family planning, but realized some of them may actually be negative influences opposing family planning use.
Yeah.
Any sense of what the extent of which those influences are positive or negative?
Yeah. You are right. It's both way, positively or negatively. Let me tell you one case in relation to the negative effect of churches and religious leaders. While we were establishing a program unit in the northern part of the country, where churches and religious leaders are very important social structures, it was really very, really difficult to start family planning program in that area because of that area is Orthodox Christian, highly conservative, and whatever the religious leader says is the final word, and the community accepts. Then it was very difficult for us to penetrate and to transfer the knowledge and to promote services related to family planning. And with this, it was hard work for us, but it was possible to involve religious leaders into the fertility and family planning. Few of the religious leaders who become natural leaders for the community towards reproductive health service. And then with these few religious leaders, we work hard and we could be able to convince a lot of religious leaders. And finally, it was possible for us to promote and provide the family planning service in that region. And compared 6 years back when we started the program and now, it's totally different. This is the negative aspect, actually. When we come to friends, it's both. A friend who negatively experienced about family planning, who knows a lot of rumors about family planning, advise her neighbor, her friend, about the negative aspect of the family planning, so it affects negatively. And the one who gets positive outcome of the service advises the friend positively, and that encourages. So you are right, it's both negative and positive effect.
Any other questions or comments for him?
Actually, the study is the respondents are men and women who are ever married within a reproductive age group. We didn't disaggregate the data with the age group. Anyway, younger people are, I can say from other studies, younger people are in a better position and opportunity to go to school than the elder one. So the younger people are more positive than the elder one. But this study didn't disaggregate to the age group.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Our next presenter is Dr. Janine Barden O'Fallon. Surprise. And she's going to be presenting on couples pregnancy ambivalence in Indonesia. Janine is a research associate on the Measure Evaluation Project at the Carolina Population Center at UNC Chapel Hill. Her primary research interests focus on family planning and reproductive health in developing countries. She currently leads a longitudinal study on contraceptive discontinuation in Honduras. She has published papers on contraceptive discontinuation, contraceptive side effects, infertility in sub-Saharan Africa, and HIV/AIDS knowledge and risk avoidance, among other topics. Dr. Barden O'Fallon holds a PhD in maternal and child health from UNC Chapel Hill.
Oh, that's the hard question.